This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this 30th day of August, 2015. We'll be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have a lot of election 2016 news to get to, a lot of Second Amendment news to get to. Some of it good, some of it bad. We have incredible political correctness to break down where they are moving forward in public schools, colleges, and workplaces, banning he, she, boy, girl, husband, wife, father, mother, saying the existence of father and mother is hateful to others that wouldn't be a father or mother. I mean, this is beyond newspeak, beyond 1984. There's a Daily Caller article that's excellent that I'm going to be going over today. Orwell's Newspeak is coming to a campus near you. Newspeak is transforming fantasy to reality at the University of Tennessee at Knoxville. George Orwell's real name was Eric Blair. He came from a prominent intelligentsia family. He was in the secret police in India, and then he became a communist, fought in the Spanish Civil War against Franco and the Nazis. Then he was at the Ministry of Truth at the BBC, and basically Winston Smith is an allegory of his experiences and how he turned against communism and socialism, but also was always against fascism, showing how it was there to debase and destroy humanity and destroy language with political correctness and inverted common sense. And that's what political correctness is. It's not a bunch of misguided idiots at the top that just are environmentalist wackos or whatever Rush Limbaugh calls them. Well, these wackos are taking over and have worldwide taxes and are running our lives. Oh, look at the idiots. They're saying they're banning the word, you know, father and mother, or boy and girl. They're not idiots. If they can ban the most basic things and demonize the biological imperative, they can do anything. I mean, imagine if you heard Jim Jones, the cult leader, wouldn't let people use the terms father, mother, boy, or girl. You'd say, what a freak. What a control freak. But they do it, and it's normal. They've got to push the envelope a million miles, so even though we push back a half million, they still got us a million miles down a rat hole. We have to get really aggressive politically with these people. Now, that said, I don't have the staff to do it. It really is effective. If folks want to do this on YouTube and send us the link, show tips, that would be great. It's the old saying, the shoemaker's children have no shoes. I spent about an hour just today trying to find clips of it and just for some reason couldn't. I found articles we've written, and maybe they can print some of them, the crew, where we predicted all this. I mean, it's not hard to predict, but the reason we need to show us predicting it, and I know all you, the listeners, have heard us do it, is that for the sheeple that aren't awake yet, it's very effective to show them where we lay out exactly what's now happening. And if you go back to the dates of our crew in Ferguson and at other events, we should be able to dig out where we predicted exactly what would happen. And that, of course, is a race war in this country. And one has started. The fires aren't huge yet, but it's spreading across the country. And I want to talk about the strategy for a race war and why the system wants that so desperately when we come back. How that fits in to the larger globalist operation. And we talk about a race war. It's not like black people and white people lining up to kill each other. It's the triumph of brainwashing and controlled media getting unstable blacks and whites to go out and kill each other. And then the media won't even say the race of the people that are doing it when they're black.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, broadcasting worldwide on this 30th day of August, 2015. And here's the headline at Infowars.com that says it all with the video clip of the sheriff on the news nationally. Of course, guests of this broadcast as well, now becoming really a national leader because of his articulate, educated, informed, libertarian slash conservative stance. And that, of course, is Sheriff David Clark, who I'd love to see run for president. I mean, this guy's really has it down. I've seen him get up and give hour-long speeches to groups online. I've seen the speeches, and he just really knows what he's talking about. He doesn't have notes, doesn't have a teleprompter. He's the real deal, and just everything he says makes complete sense. He's really got it. And the video's up on Infowars.com. Sheriff David Clark, Barack Obama started this war on the police. The Milwaukee County Sheriff said that Obama and Holder laid the groundwork for this war on police. We're going to be playing some of those clips coming up today. He also pointed out that Black Lives Matter was founded by communist organizations, and the lady that they admit is their founding mother is in Cuba and is on the FBI's most wanted terror list for killing a cop and is involved with other groups organizing the killing of police. And you have to understand, the White House has been caught, and so is Hillary, and so is Nancy Pelosi, with their staffers inside Black Lives Matter at the national level, pushing this narrative with Al Sharpton and with MSNBC and CNN. So we know this is going on. I'm going to break down why this is happening in a moment, because this is the key. If you understand the mindset of these people, and if you understand why they're doing this and how they're getting away with it, then you understand everything else. You understand the culture of the socialists and the communists. You understand their worldview. You understand, most importantly, how to defeat them. Now, that said, here is the headline out of ABC News 13 in Houston. Suspect arrested and charged with fatally shooting Harris County Deputy Darren Goforth. A suspect in custody charged in Friday night shooting death of a Harris County deputy. At a press conference Saturday afternoon, Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman announced that Shannon J. Miles, 30, a person who had been in custody since early Saturday morning, is charged with capital murder. Miles is accused, did it in front of witnesses and on video, so I don't think there's any accused about it, of killing Deputy Darren Goforth, 47, in Northwest Harris County. Shot him three times in the back and then stood over him and unloaded the firearm. Investigators say Deputy Goforth had worked an accident scene at 8:30 p.m., then went to a gas station at Teagle and West Road. He was pumping gas, detectives say, when Miles approached Deputy Goforth from behind, said nothing, and fired multiple shots. Once he fell to the ground, authorities say Miles fired more shots at the deputy. Deputy Goforth was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, here's why this is important, before I get into why the White House is doing this. Friday and then Saturday, when we had video of the guy, the news would just say a dark-complected man. That's how politically correct this has gotten, where major universities now are banning the word man and woman, boy and girl, he or she. I have that in the news today. And I know you've heard me talk about this for years, but now it's being done. It's not being proposed. It's being done. You have to understand, this is a cult takeover, but it's scientific. These are not whack jobs. These are not people that are just forcing their agenda on us. This is a planned rollout. And you notice it's being done by the establishment, bipartisanly. The Republican leadership is doing nothing to stop all this. So how does banning the word boy or girl, man or woman, from government documents and from use in universities, how does that tie to cop killing? I'm going to explain in a moment. But they wouldn't even say it was obviously connected to all these calls to go out and kill cops. I mean, every couple days, a police officer is shot in the back or shot in their patrol car or shot in their head or shot while they're helping somebody. It always seems to be when they're like helping, you know, in a wreck scene, whatever. And it's black people walking up and doing it. And it's being promoted and pushed by some of the new Black Panther Party and other organizations. Now, you have free speech in this country, but you don't have free speech to say, go out and start killing a particular group. That's a call to action. And I know it's popular to hate police. I understand that's pushed in the culture. I get criticized when I explain that just hating on the police will be basically manipulated and used by the globalists to bring this country down. And I'm going to break that down as well. We need to reform the police. We need peace officers, not enforcers, not tax collectors. There are a lot of problems. Society has a lot of problems. The globalists are at the head of this. They're the engineers of it. We need to change the policy, not hate police out of hand. There's a reason the globalists hate the police, and I'm going to explain coming up. But any time there's a totalitarian takeover, the main purge comes second of the police and military. So you want to see the police and military gone after? You're seeing the demonization of them right now, and that is the greatest sign that we're in deep, deep trouble, and a real, hardcore authoritarian takeover is going to happen. I've studied history, folks. They're following a blueprint. And I am getting chills right now. I don't say that for effect. When I really get on air and start focusing on the facts, it freaks me out, even though I was already ready and preparing to come in here today. When I really sit back and focus on it and look at it, it is so chillingly diabolical. That's why they have the term, chillingly. Because you get chills when you open up a basement and there's 10 dead kids. You get chills when you find the manifesto of a plan to carry out a terror attack. You get chills when you know there's evil happening, and the chills are endorphins and adrenaline being released to take action. My body, physiologically, when I look at these enemy plans, gets ready for fighting. Okay? Because that's how real it is, folks. I cannot express to you how serious this situation is and how close we are to the top completely blowing off and all hell breaking loose. The globalists have been preparing this for a long time, the takedown of America. And America's got some serious problems, but what they're going to replace it with is nothing less than hell on earth. It'll make the French Revolution look like a cakewalk. And the senseless murder to just walk up and randomly shoot somebody you don't even know in the back. I mean, yeah, if a cop, say, raped one of my daughters hypothetically and broke her back, just hypothetically, and then he didn't go to prison for that, I might do something like that. Who wouldn't? He didn't even know this guy. And the media won't even say, even the sheriff's so politically correct down there in Houston, they are so politically correct that they're going, we don't know the motive, we don't know why. It's completely obvious. Breitbart's got the report. It's up on Infowars.com. Texas deputy executed days after black radical group calls for killing cops. I mean, this is all over the place. These same groups call for people to come after Infowars, folks. And what David Clark has pointed out is that radical Islamists, ISIS groups, hoods, thugs, hoodlums, the whole prison culture, the bad prison culture, there's a lot of innocent people in prison, but the really nasty perp culture is fusing with a bunch of misfits, I'm basically paraphrasing him, into this Black Lives Matter movement. When we've covered this, probably a third of the people are white or Hispanic who are out there wanting to rob stuff. We're going to go to break and come back with Sheriff Clark, and then I'm going to walk through all this, and then I'm going to break down why it's happening, the big picture. What's at the bottom of the rabbit hole? But I've got a bunch of videos of black people coming up and beating up white people for no reason, saying wrong neighborhood. This is all happening this week. This is happening all over the place. This is going on in Austin, and they cover that up. In fact, we've gotten contacted by affiliates to say this is the one issue that local government doesn't want on air.
Global warming covertly describes the effects of iron poisoning. CO2 is iron poison blood types and is the body's defense mechanism to buffer the oxygen iron attracts. CO2 in blood and blood type prevalences are used as false evidence for global warming and is the setup for the greatest fraud in history. The healthy blood type AB is on the Shroud of Turin and is their DNA proof they are his Christ. For further information, unveilingthem.com, unveilingthem.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried the vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Whey on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Is it open season on law enforcement in this country?
Judge, I am too pissed off tonight to be diplomatic about what's going on, and I'm not going to stick my head in the sand about it. I said last December that war had been declared on the American police officer led by some high-profile people, one of them coming out of the White House, one coming out of the United States Department of Justice. And it's open season right now. There's no doubt about it. Look, anytime a law enforcement officer is killed, a little of every police officer in America dies along with them.
And, Sheriff, you know, as law enforcement across the country watches this, and I asked the sheriff, Sheriff Hickman in Harris County, you know, in New York and in Baltimore and in Ferguson, you know, no peace, no justice, no peace, and all the crazy marches and all the, you know, some of these organizations out there. Apparently in Harris County, this isn't something that was normal. I mean, can this happen anywhere in the country?
Okay, that's Sheriff David Clark, and he goes on to say yes. And I'm going to get into problems with the police and how they can be reformed. But the very globalists that have federalized and militarized our police, that have run these policies, are now having the media demonize and hype bad examples and then projecting it onto jurisdictions and police and sheriff's departments all over the country to make them the scapegoat for economic and cultural problems instead of it being the actual ruling establishment. Just like the very same megabanks that are tax-exempt and get trillions of taxpayer money in bailouts are the ones funding the open borders, the ones funding the anti-gun moves, and the ones funding the push to raise taxes on the middle class. They scapegoat the middle class, like the greedy middle class, and people being well-to-do and upper middle class is what's hurting poor people. They blame scapegoats for the overall system of globalism that is so unpopular and that is creating so much poverty and ignorance. We've been monitoring MTV, and we've got a clip of this coming up, where MTV News, more than half their last month's newscast, were basically entirely about slap a white straight guy today, you know, free slaps, or whites are inherently bad. I mean, it is the most just over-the-top attempt to hype minorities, which are now the majority in most areas of the country, into some type of minority KKK movement against white people. I mean, it's really happening. To get us all at each other's throats. That will then drive whites in to be supporters of the central government and the rollout of the police state, but then that'll be doubled back again and used against everyone as well. So I'm going to break down the sophistication of this problem reaction solution plan and tie it back to the communist roots of some of the people that are running the society today, coming up in the next segment. But I wanted to go over more of what's happening where all over the country, in fact, we have a clip of this we'll play in a moment, white people at parks, white people outside stores, white people in parking lots, white people at the fairgrounds or in the mall, particularly just women who are alone or women with children, groups of black males and black females will just come up and beat them within an inch of their life, stomping their heads, and saying you shouldn't be in this neighborhood, you're white. And then MTV says in this report coming up, it's impossible for minorities to be racist. I mean, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It's tribalism. All humans can act tribally. Everybody knows that. You got black psychopaths, white psychopaths. You got Hispanic psychopaths, Asian psychopaths. I mean, humans generally are pretty much the same. People vary within groups. Everything is about averages. But it is so wild to live in a country where they're banning the word boy and girl, and where they've banned dodgeball, and where they've banned all of these other words, and where they're saying it's racist. Just to inherently exist. This is a push and a move to genocide any type of white Western culture. But that's because the globalists are exterminating everyone's culture. This is a full-on takeover. Let's go to this clip out of Milwaukee outside of a convenience store. If you're a radio listener, I'll narrate it. We're a young white woman. We can only play part of it because of profanity. Is being beaten and stomped and kicked over and over and over and over again by two black racists. And then the media won't even run the clip in Milwaukee, but the media that has run it nationally says no one knows why, if you read the articles, no one knows why they attacked her. That's like the media saying no one knows why this Shannon J. Miles on surveillance camera goes up and pumps a full gun into the back, a full clip into the back of this sheriff's deputy in Houston. Well, you better believe if a white guy walked up and shot a black guy in the back, they would instantly say it was racial. And it is racial. And there's this idea it's payback. Because the media will take examples of blacks being killed questionably, which we decry, and they will make it as if it is epidemic, which it's not, and project it onto white people and police in general. And I'm going to tell you coming up why this is being done. I'm going to lay it all out. But it's important to look at the evidence that the new numbers are out from the Justice Department. What is it, 27 times more likely? This last year it was 24 times to be attacked if you're white by a black person the other way around. And it's done because it's seen as kosher. It's seen as acceptable. And MTV and MSNBC and the popular culture pushes it that white people are out doing all these horrible things and they deserve it. Let's go ahead and go to this clip from Milwaukee. This was just Friday. Here it is.
He fired it. They jumping it.
I mean, they're attacking her like they want to kill her. By the way,
you tell me how you chicken. You
want to be that's enough. I mean, let me just tell you, you do that to somebody, it's very easy to kill them. He's stomping her head full power into the concrete. And, I mean, you put people in comas like that, you kill them. And I have countless videos I can show you just in the last few weeks of the exact same behavior. In fact, can we pull up the one with the woman with the baby getting attacked? The baby has a big cut on his face. Everybody's laughing. Everybody's standing around. Ha ha, look at that white bitch. Look at that baby. Look at that kid. I mean, it is just frothing racism, frothing hatred. Because the White House, MTV, literally is saying a white woman coming out of a store with diapers is a grand dragon or the national wizard of the KKK. And people are now on a holy crusade or jihad against the crackers. This is the whole White House run. We'll be back. Stay with us. Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh boy, didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress, Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Unbelievable. I can't believe it. Of course, I'm not.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Coming up, I'm going to delve into exactly what political correctness is and what the endgame plan is and what the world will look like under this system. But here's an example. USA Today, Obama administration renames Mount McKinley, the tallest mountain in the United States, and changes it to a Native American name. See, setting the precedent that he's God. They pulled down statues of a U.S. president and others at the University of Texas this weekend. Woodrow Wilson. Which is fine with me. He gave us the private Federal Reserve and a bunch of other stuff, except it sets the precedent that, see, everything's being pulled down. Everything's being changed. Yeah, and foreign insurance companies wrote Obamacare as a giant screw job. It's all this window dressing. Don't say boy, don't say girl, father, mother, he, she, it hurts someone, so you can't use it, you can't say it. Now they're saying don't even use the word in the classes. See, first they pull down the statues, then they say, oh, we're changing the words in the paperwork. This is a cult that will control language, because if you control language, people will get so dumbed down, you can't even communicate with them. And then, of course, earlier this week, we had a black man, didn't even mention that earlier, in context of the dead deputy, go and shoot a news reporter and the cameraman because they were white and because he identified with the Black Lives Matter movement. And this is what is being called for by many people in the socialist-funded, radical, racialist black movement. We're going to break down again why this is being pushed, but think about how outrageous the establishment is, MSNBC, CNN, MTV. Think about how twisted they are to actually promote an agenda that they know is going to get innocent people attacked on both sides. Because as this heats up, there will be unstable white people who will start striking back, and I fear it'll be spectacular. And then they're going to come in with the gun control. They're going to come in with federalization. They're going to have the local departments capitulate and say, fine, we'll be federalized. Teach us all your political correctness. Stop shooting us. Stop killing us. There's a lot of angles to this. And again, I'm going to break it down in the next segment, how they're doing it, why they're doing it, and where it goes. It's just, I can't believe that they're getting away with doing it in plain view. And in fairness to the sheriff down in Houston, in the county that Houston resides in, I saw the headlines and saw the press conference on the news where they clipped it down. Police look for motive in killing of Texas deputy. And I said, we know the motive. It's the national climate. It's what's being pushed. And lo and behold, I actually found the transcript of what the sheriff actually said, strangely enough, at USA Today, linked from Drudge Report. And he said, quote, the national climate and what's being promoted nationally is what caused this. So, see, the sheriff did tell the truth, but that never even got out or was hard to find. And it creates a perception, oh, the sheriff's department says they don't know why he did it. But meanwhile, the sheriff's department has said they believe they know why, and the media just lies and says something they didn't say. It's so deceptive, I even get fooled. And I really try to do my research. I want to play part of this report as we get ready to go out to break. The whole thing's 6 minutes long. It's up on InfoWars.com. Only whites can be racist. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for InfoWars.com on this subject.
We're going to talk about racism.
According to MTV's Francesca Ramsey, it's impossible for black people to be racist. Ramsey claims that the dictionary definition of racism, the hatred or intolerance of another race, isn't the true meaning of racism.
Because it's just the dictionary.
Really? Isn't that convenient? So it's okay for social justice warriors to claim, just look at the dictionary definition when it comes to feminism.
All you morons who are too stupid to look up the definition of feminism.
With no mention of the fact that radical feminism, in practice, has virtually nothing to do with the dictionary definition of feminism, but suddenly different rules apply when you're talking about racism. Ramsey says black people can't be racist towards white people, only prejudice.
Reverse racism is not a thing.
First off, that has no legal basis whatsoever. According to the 1968 Civil Rights Act and the 1994 Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act, a racially motivated hate crime carries the same punishment no matter the race of the perpetrator or the victim. Secondly, she claims it's only racism if it's backed by a major institution.
But when a person of color discriminates or stereotypes a white person because of their race, in the United States, they don't have the institutional power to back them up and say that those feelings are okay.
Oh, you mean like affirmative action? Major institutions of learning giving African Americans college places based on their skin color and not their academic achievement in favor of whites. Is that racist? Goldsmiths University, a major institution, refusing to fire student diversity officer Bahar Mustafa after she banned white people from attending a college event. Is that racist? Black on white crime. The major institution of media routinely ignoring or downplaying the fact that black people are 27 times more likely to attack white people than vice versa, while collectively blaming all white people when one nutcase goes on a rampage. Is that racist? Only white people can be racist. Really?
Black people are racist, or the most racist people than any other race on this planet.
Was it not racist when Bryce Williams shot dead Alison Parker live on air in order to create what he called a race war? Was it not racist when a gang of black radicals called for lynching whites and killing cops just days before Deputy Darren Goforth was gunned down in cold blood? Was it not racist when the major institution of media refused to identify the suspect as black? Was it not racist when a black couple beat this white woman while yelling, "Wrong hood, bitch"?
Bitch! Wrong hood, bitch! Wrong hood, bitch! Wrong hood, bitch!
Is it not racist for the major institution, which is MTV, to endlessly make TV shows and YouTube videos lecturing white people about how racist they are? Seriously, this channel is called MTV News. Music Television News. Yet over half of the previous 24 videos have been about racism. Plus, it's completely inaccurate to claim that only major institutions wield power in today's society. Twitter outrage mobs wield huge power. We see them getting people fired and destroying people's lives all the time. And almost every time that happens, it's white people being publicly shamed for saying something politically incorrect.
Good people can unintentionally say and do racist things.
But not if you're killing white people to try and start a race war. No, that's not racist at all, is it?
Or just wind up supporting racist institutions and practices without even realizing it.
Oh, you mean like Black Lives Matter, right? Supporters of which routinely call for murdering white people.
So you agree with Malcolm X that white people should be killed? Is that why you're here?
You damn right I do! So yeah, you do need to die.
Colorblindness is not going to fix racism. It's a good idea in theory, but ignoring race is not going to solve racism. Race isn't the problem. Treating people differently based on race is the problem.
So treating people differently based on race is part of the problem. But being colorblind and treating everyone equally, regardless of race, is still racist. What the fuck?
Color facing harsher prison sentences for petty crimes in comparison to white criminals.
Except the study that she's talking about found that racial disparity in sentences wasn't a result of federal judges being racist. As Larry Elder documents, differences in conviction and sentencing rates by race are due to differences in the gravity of the criminal offences, prior records, and other legal variables.
We'll be back.
Look, I'm not saying that black people...
Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of silver bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without silver bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your silver bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You have the power. Humanity has the power. We have the power. Do you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
All right, let me set the table with this. I am not siding with the police. I am not siding with the government. When I come out and say that what's being done to police randomly being executed around the country on a weekly basis, sometimes a daily basis, it comes in flurries, comes in clusters. I'm siding with justice. When a psychopathic police officer that was given 2 years in prison and should have gotten more time puts a black guy in handcuffs that's done nothing to him in San Francisco, gets him down on the ground, shoots him through his back, the bullet bounces back up and goes into his heart. So it's like being shot twice. And the police then grabbed everybody's surveillance footage, all their camera phones and said that there was no video of the incident. Well, somebody in a train that had stopped was able to get the footage of the execution. Do I want mentally ill psychopaths with guns and badges running around? No. And we know some psychopaths want a gun, want a badge. They want power, and they're out there. But to just say the police in general are the reason we have problems in this country is a total red herring. And very bad people like Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, George Soros, Barack Obama, the former Attorney General Holder, have clearly been coming out and scapegoating, framing state police, local police, and sheriff's departments around the country. And the media has projected onto them all the problems in the world. So if you want to fix a problem, they're putting the idea out. Or if you want to have a revolution, you don't go after the globalists. You don't go after the big bank heads. You don't go after people that actually run things. You go find some cop helping somebody in an auto accident or pumping gas, and you shoot him in the back in a cowardly fashion. And they can find enough really dumb people like this idiot that did this, who got caught within hours, Shannon J. Miles, at his mommy's house. Mommy saw the video of her son and called the police. Imagine having to make that call, to her credit. And there's going to be mentally ill white people. I mean, the guy's definitely dumber than a box of rocks doing this, thinking he'd get away with it. And he was dumb enough to buy into the propaganda that cops are just these robots running around that want to kill black people. The truth is, the police slow roll into urban black neighborhoods all over the country. They don't respond. That makes the crime worse. That's the real problem. Because they get shot at. They don't feel welcome. They get sued. And we've showed the national crime statistics. Whites are just as likely to be shot by police as blacks are. Look up the national numbers. Per capita for population. And the police unions are on record saying, we don't want to get sued. We don't want to get put to the ringer. Cops don't want to just go out and shoot black people. Are there some racist cops out there from the white side? Sure, of course. Are there mentally ill psycho ones? I mean, I got plenty of footage of crazy white cops walking up and pulling their guns on white people, filming them, and white cops beating up white people and white cops shooting white people in the back. They're just crazy. I mean, you got 2 million plus cops, you're going to have some crazy ones. And you put somebody, and I'm not saying it's okay, but you put somebody in a stressful job who doesn't have everything lined up right, they're going to do crazy stuff sometimes. It is not a good job. Not a job I want. I don't excuse what they do because of that. It's just that I realize there's an orchestrated plan by our enemies, our collective enemies, I don't care what color you are, to destabilize this country. And now I want to get into the rest of the story, as I promised to do. Then we'll open the phones up and cover the other news in the next hour. I've watched George Soros and I've watched other top New World Order operatives overturn countries in the Middle East, in Eastern Europe, Ukraine, you name it. I've seen what they've done. I've seen them run on TV stations they controlled just 2 years ago. Footage of cops questionably shooting people in riots and beating people. They decided to run that, act like all the problems in the country were the police. Cops started getting shot, overturned, burned down buildings, martial law, unelected government takes over. Now they exploit that as the next part of the phase against Russia. And I'm not defending and saying Russia's perfect either. The point is, they have a formula to do this. And when I sit there and see the headlines almost every day of Black Lives Matter and other demonstrations where they say, pigs in a blanket, only good cop's a dead cop, this is going to start happening. And now it's starting to happen. And it's because they've brought in enough illegals, enough people from third world countries, and they've got enough people, 100 million on welfare, 46 million on food stamps, that they can direct these people in class warfare, in social envy against anybody that's got more money than they do, that it's morally okay to arrest people, to disappear people, to rob people, if they're a cop, if they're in local government, or if they've got a nicer house than you, or if they're white. Whites are about 60% of the population. Most whites are older, retiring. They don't want the new minority population to have the inheritance of the republic, because you are America now. Whites killed their babies and didn't have them. They don't want you to have that. They want you to have third world squalor. And the same way you've been controlled in third world countries, you now will be today with class warfare. And they are forging the minority movements that are the majority in most states into an anti-white, anti-local government system to have a revolution in this country, an incremental revolution, a slow-motion revolution that's going to kill thousands of police and thousands of white people. And the answer by white people and the police will be to roll over, embrace political correctness, do what they're told, and under the intimidation and the terrorism — this is terrorism, this is the media directing minorities, predominantly black, to engage in acts of terrorism, shooting, killing, bombing, murdering, beating. I mean, we'll roll some footage if you're a TV viewer of, you know, the footage a few weeks ago of just a young white women with a baby at a park, and blacks come up just with disdain and hatred that, why are you even here? And they seem self-righteous because this is the white devil. This is the cause of all the problems. And then they attack the woman and the baby. Because in their mind, they deserve it because they're inherently bad. They're white. And that's what MTV has taught them. That's what MSNBC has taught them. And the response will be to federalize the police, further militarize them, and further put them into a paramilitary, shoot first, ask questions later, and then all of us will be in deep trouble, and we would have lost the police from being in the community to being a paramilitary forever. And that's why this is being done. That's why this is being pushed. And it is now a religion of the Democratic Party to start a race war in this country, out of which they will bring a more socialist-slash-communist system, because the ultra-rich are exempt and offshore, and you'll have more wealth transference, you'll have more consolidation of power, and it is a formula that's been used over and over again, and we're watching it happen right now. And you can see the vitriol when you watch MTV or MSNBC, that, you know, these TV shows with the headline, being white, and then the show tells you you're inherently bad, where they make all the problems about what color you are, that's racism itself. They're pushing naked racism with a dumbed-down public that can't even communicate and doesn't even have language. They're helpless. And that's what Ingsoc in 1984 is where they so destroy the language and so destroy common sense and logic that people can't even communicate with each other. It's so bold, it shouldn't be able to succeed, but it is, because people are trying to comply and do what the central media and the central government says for approval. You will only destroy yourself and your family if you do this. And, of course, at the end of this globalist takeover, blacks and minorities will be more oppressed than ever and won't have an economy or any ladder to try to get into the middle class. It is a cold-blooded New World Order social engineering operation, and it's so sad, and we have to reject it and realize what it really is and call for unity and peace and a society organized around common sense and free market.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.